Yes, it's been a long campaign so far to get these dangerous substances off our streets. We know that a number of stores sell the drugs, such as Harmonation on King Street and Happy Haze on Skene Square. And I revealed earlier this year that at least one Aberdonian is sent to A&E at ARI every single day after taking the substances. But yesterday, in a breakthrough move, Edinburgh Council became the first local authority to be granted a forfeiture order by the Sheriff Court. That deems legal highs as unsafe, allowing them to be seized by trading standards officers. That led to the removal of £50,000 worth of the substances from Edinburgh's streets. Colin Baxter is the manager of Edinburgh Council's trading standards.
We've visited all the known sellers of NPS, novel psychoactive substances, in Edinburgh. All of the stock has been removed for sale, and indeed the majority of the stockists have now voluntarily surrendered all their stock to us for destruction.
So after hearing this, I contacted Councillor Ross Thompson, who has helped lead the campaign against legal highs in Aberdeen. He then called for a report into the move at a committee meeting with the aim of introducing it in the Granite City.
Any effort that we can take to tackle legal highs in our community, something that must be taken. We need to be learning from other authorities. We all need to be working together before the legislation comes into force. That'll take some time, so we need to be making sure we're doing absolutely everything within our power right now.
And we should find out in the next few weeks whether our call for the order has been successful. And of course, we'll let you know once we do.